life imprisonment for several opposition figures in Bahrain. A civilian court upholds jail terms handed to 13 activists and anti-regime protest leaders. The verdicts had been issued by a military court earlier. Seven of the protest leaders have been given life sentences. The defendants' lawyers say the verdicts can be appealed. Also last month, a prominent rights activist, Nabil Rajab, was handed 3 years in jail for taking part in anti-regime protests. Human rights groups, including Amnesty International, say Rajab must be let out of jail right away, but the Manama regime has already turned down international calls to free political prisoners. Scores have been killed and many more detained in a bloody crackdown on protesters since last year. Kamal Wazni is a political analyst, and he joins us from Beirut to shed more light upon this piece of news. Well, Kamal Wazni, here we have life imprisonment for these opposition figures, including anti-regime protest leaders. It doesn't take away from the resolve that the Bahrainis have, as harsh as these sentences are, of moving ahead with the revolution in Bahrain, does it?
No, it does not. It's actually a treat to the determination of the Bahraini people that they are determined to carry their cause, and it's a message to the international community that the Bahraini government is actually violating every right, and it really has no intention to address the crimes that it has committed in light of the fact that they establish committees to look at the incident that happened in Bahrain. Today, it's very clear that the Bahraini, they're committing another crime. This is the world have to watch and listen and to make sure that they address the situation accordingly. The Bahraini people deserve a better life, to deserve the international world should uphold the international law and not to be indiscriminate when it comes to Bahrain. Today, the United States, the West, they look in the other side when the crackdown continued and the imprisonment of civil rights activists. The Bassouni committee that looked after the affair and came with a report indicating that there is misjustice in Bahrain, and the king promised that he will address that. Today, we can look very clearly that the king and the Bahraini government, actually, they're abusing every aspect of the Bahraini life.
Why don't we see more efforts by the regime in Bahrain in terms of coming at least to a political resolve when it comes to either the activists or the opposition leaders? Because when we look at the end of the year approaching in a matter of a few months, it'll be 2 years since these protests have broken out. And just this past Friday, we had tens of thousands that poured out into the streets in Bahrain. Why has there not been more of a push by the regime in Bahrain? Because what we are seeing is the opposite. Detainments and, of course, the crackdown on the protesters who are coming out continuously. And again, in a few months' time, it'll be almost 2 years.
Well, you have to look at the backer of the Bahraini government. You have to look at the Saudis. And the Saudis, they send their tanks and they send their military men to crack down against those demonstrators. And obviously, the decision, the real decision, it is in Riyadh, in Washington. And those two countries, they want the oppression to continue against the Bahraini people. They want the crackdown to continue against the Bahraini people. They want the imprisonment of the Bahraini people. And they don't stop at shooting at children or actually arresting children and put them in jails. All they're asking these Bahraini people is to have a decent life, a respectable life, where freedom will shine in that country. But obviously, it doesn't go very well with Riyadh, and it doesn't go with Washington. And it seems that the Bahraini government is a puppet in the hand of the Saudis, and it's in the hand of Washington. You have to remember that the Bahraini economy is very much in default at this point. A lot of investment are not coming into the country. They've been having quite a recession within the country. Foreign investor just walked away from the country. So there is a heavy economic price the Bahrain is paying. But the decision is not helping to clear any of the of the situation that emerged for 2 years, because Riyadh and Washington decided Bahraini people should have no chance to have that country where they have a constitution and will end this kind of discrimination that exists in Bahrain. And it's actually existed in Saudi Arabia, because they think if the Bahraini win, then things gonna be a lot worse in the eastern part of Saudi Arabia, and probably Saudi Arabia will face the ultimate change that a lot of people are calling for now in Qatif and throughout of Saudi Arabia.
Okay, we're gonna leave it there. Thank you very much, Kamal Bazni. We appreciate that, political analyst there from Beirut.